Harper Audio presents The Half-Drowned King, a novel by Linnea Hartsiker, performed by Matthew Lloyd Davis. 1. Ranvald danced on the oars, leaping from one to the next as the crew rowed. Some kept their oars steady to make it easier for him. Some tried to jostle Ranvald off when he landed on them. The wind from the mountains, a breath of lingering winter, swept down the fjord, whistling through the trees that lined the cliffs. But under the bright sun, Ranvald was warm in his wool shirt and heavy hose. He had worn them during the whole journey back across the North Sea, through the storms and mists that separated Ireland from home. He touched the bow post and hung on for a moment to catch his breath.
"Come back," called Solvi. "You cling like a woman to that dragon."
Ranvald took a deep breath and stepped out onto the first oar again. His friend Irgil held this one, his bleached hair shining in the sun. Irgil smiled up at Ranvald. He would not let him fall. Ranvald's steps faltered as he leapt back the other way, against the direction of the oar's motion, the sun shining in his eyes. He moved more quickly now, falling, slipping, each upstroke catching him and propelling him onto the next sweep, until he reached the stern again and swung over the gunwale onto the more stable deck. Solvi had offered a golden arm ring to whoever could make it the length of the ship and back, stepping from oar to oar as the men rowed. Ranvald was first to try, for Solvi valued daring. He thought after he stood on the deck again that his run might have been one of the best, hard to beat. And he grinned. A lucky star had lit his path on this journey, finally guiding him away from his dour step.